Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello there, this is Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm your host today, Kylie Walczak. With me in the studio is Robert Meyer of Arizona Party Bike. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, Kylie, thanks for having me.
Why don't you first tell us what the Arizona Party Bike is?
Sure. So it's a 14-person pedal-powered vehicle that we actually manufacture right here in Tucson. You might have seen them going around in the downtown 4th Avenue University area. People basically rent them out for parties, company team builders, stuff like that. One of the big things that we're doing in December is we're actually one of the tour providers for the Winter Haven Festival.
And for anybody in Tucson who has been to the Winter Haven Festival of Lights, you know that driving a car there and parking a car there is a nightmare and can quickly turn a joyful family outing into a total meltdown. So we're going to talk about a really good way to go see the Winter Haven Festival of Lights. We suggest you ride a bike using either Rialto Bike Path and getting off at Tucson Boulevard and dropping in from the north. Or you can use the Treat Avenue Bike Boulevard from Midtown, and you've got really great bike crossings at Broadway, Speedway, Grant, and then you can get across Glen pretty easily. And when you get to Winter Haven, you can lock your bike up to the ped rail that's outside of Winter Haven and then walk through Winter Haven. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about why it's not recommended to ride a bike through Winter Haven.
Yeah, so this is our third year doing the festival, and I've noticed a few things. So here are kind of my helpful tips, if you will. The parking all over the area is really difficult. So if you can ride your bike, that is a really great option. If you do want to kind of quickly ride your bike through the festival as the sun is kind of setting, festival starts at 6 and goes until 10 o'clock, and that's when all the pedestrians come through. So it was recommended to me that you get there and go through kind of quickly, like around 5:30, before all the pedestrians get in there. And that would certainly be a lot easier to do on the first week when it's not as pedestrian heavy. On the second week, starting on probably Friday, the 16th of December, you will have shoulder-to-shoulder pedestrians. Even if you wanted to ride your bike, it probably wouldn't be possible. So walking is only possible at that point.
So the third way to see Winter Haven would be to bike there or drive there if you need to, park, and then Arizona Party Bike.
Absolutely. So we provide tours every night with our party bike, so that's a great way to pedal. The Winter Haven tours are family-friendly. We can have people of all ages on there, and we're playing holiday music and just having a good time enjoying the lights.
Tell us one more time where to go to find out more about the Arizona Party Bike.
Sure. So you can find out more at www.arizonapartybike.com. And if you're just in the area and you want to do it that night, we also take walk-ups as well. And we're right at the entrance on Fort Lowell and Christmas.
And that's another way this holiday season to support a locally owned business manufactured right here in Tucson.
I want to ride it where I like.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.